And proud to have with us right now the legendary Jim Brown on the show. First of all, Jim, welcome to your first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Well, it's good to be here. Cleveland Browns, that's my team.
It is, and always will be. You're here at the meetings in Phoenix for a very, very important reason. And if you could tell us about it regarding the what has been created now from a settlement for the retired players.
Well, for the first time in history, I think the retired players being put in a position to benefit from having played in the NFL, and on two levels. One of them is a common goods fund, which will be used to help people that are needy, ex-players that are needy, their families, the wives that are left behind. And also, when you talk about the license that are necessary to use one's image, and that can mean a lot of resources, and the partnership with the owners in that particular area can go into perpetuity. And so those two things are a tremendous advantage for us. And to accomplish that and have the owners feel good about it and the players feel good about it means somebody did a great job. The lawyers did a great job.
Why was this such an important cause to you? Because as I understand it, it was your involvement. This has been something that's been kind of simmering for years, but once you got involved, it really accelerated the process.
Well, I don't know. I could take that compliment. Well, the situation is one wherein this is long past due. There's been a combination of intelligent players, you know, led by Reggie Rucker, who's reached out to me to get me involved, and they recognize the value of this, and because we were able to work together and we respect each other, we're able to put a solid group behind the lawyers and their efforts and to show an understanding for the owners, not to be anti-owner, but to show an understanding for them and to definitely have, in first place, helping our wounded warriors. So the attitude has been correct, and so the group that's been behind this has been a cohesive group that respect each other. And that particular power, I think, made all of this possible.
And the thing is, it seems like people have had the right, and I've spoke with Reggie Rucker about this previously, that people had sort of the, I think the word is right intention, or their heart in the right place with regard to helping players who need the help. But it just seemed like those various programs previously, a lot of them would go sideways. And it took something like this that looks sustainable, clearly, and empowers players with this fund now, with this, with having a substantial amount of money that it can manage and not have to have a lot of buffers and go-betweens between the players and the revenue.
Well, that's true. And I think one thing that's highly important is that we didn't look at the owners' enemies, and we looked at their position also. And so, you know, they did not want to go through a situation where on an individual level they had to decide how much money they owed every single player for 20 or 30 years, mm-hmm. An impossible task. So the reality is, what can we do immediately to show the owner's goodwill and be effective for the players? Well, a common good fund does that. And then to come together as a team, to work together, to look at what it means to work together, because those of us who are retirees, some of us have a great value, and some of us are in demand.
Right.
And so it isn't just like, you know, getting a bunch of broken down guys that's out of the league and trying to prop them up. No, it's a good relationship. And because of the things I just mentioned, we were able to sit here and say that the future looks pretty good.
Jim Brown is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are in Phoenix for the NFL meetings, and I'm so happy that I can say what I just said. Jim Brown joining this show because I know unfortunately, there was a period where things were not so good between you and the team. My sense is that that's gotten better. I know there's been the ownership change, and Jimmy Haslam has reached out to you, and you have gotten together with him. You were at a game last year. It just seems as if perhaps that's moving in the right direction. Can you give us a sense of your perspective on your relationship with the team now?
Oh, yes. First of all, I'm always a Cleveland Brown.
Right.
You know, people come and people go. You know, us players can't come and go. You know, that's my history. The 64 championship was my claim to fame. All those guys played a tremendous game, and we know that's the last time that Cleveland have been a champion. The people in Cleveland have always been gracious. They've always given me the benefit of the doubt. They've always supported me, and it's been a great affair. A lot of times I didn't do what they wanted me to do, but I was always a Cleveland Brown. So now here we are with Jimmy Haslam coming in with his fire and his intelligence and his business techniques. I say techniques. He's a great businessman. And he's reached out. I met his wife. I met his family. And he's not shy about saying, I want you to be a part of the Cleveland Browns family, you know. So let's talk. So we have been talking, great. And at some point we'll make an announcement, and it'll probably be a very positive one. I can't say any more than that, but regardless of what happens, I respect him and I like him.
You have to start there.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever happens, I respect him and I like him. But I want him to do what he thinks is good, what makes him comfortable.
Sure.
And so just keep that in mind.
You've talked about the comings and goings of everybody, coaches, front office people, and in the rare cases, ownership, and that happened just this past year. Your view of what this current regime that's in place, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner as CEO, Rob Chudzinski as head coach, North Turner, Ray Horton as the coordinators, your sense of where this Browns team is right now, just based on what's these developments over the last few months?
Well, I think we've seen a tremendous set of circumstances that have been very subtle. You know, when you talk about ownership, then you talk about that ownership representing, you know, the president, the general manager, et cetera, et cetera. And then you watch them work and you see them put together a team. The coaching staff has to be a team. And you have a head coach that's willing to listen. And you have an offensive coordinator that's a legend in his own right. Okay?
Right.
And then you hire some other coaches that have the fire, that want to bring fire. And then in free agency, you go out and get some guys that can bring pressure on the quarterback. And you're thinking of defense. And I think you're thinking of 3-4 and the way that you can bring pressure. And those kind of guys that make the impact in the National Football League, they're about 275, 6-4, run a 4-5-40.
Right, right.
Quick as grease lightning. That's the modern player.
Sure.
So when you get two or three of those guys, then you're doing it the right way. So I'm looking forward to improvement in the team.
Sure.
And I'm looking forward to a cohesive group of executives. I think that the team that's been put together get along, and they're put together with a purpose, and I like that.
You have a unique relationship, I call it unique, with Trent Richardson, because you had made the comments prior to him being drafted by the team about him being looking kind of ordinary. You saw him perform. You were at the game and then, you know, spoke with him afterward. And he's just had nothing but the highest respect for you. And I think he wants to to show for everyone. But he seemed especially respectful of the fact that, hey, you know, someday that's my goal, is to be another Jim Brown. Your thoughts on his rookie season and what you see ahead for this young
guy?
Well,
I'll tell you what's so great about Trent. He took the bait the right way. He responded by playing football. Unfortunately, he got hurt a little bit. He got dinged.
Right.
And that took a little bit away from him. But he responded to me by playing. And then when we met, he didn't bring up anything negative. It was all positive, because he knows he's a player.
Right.
And he wants to win. and he knows I'm a player and that I want to win. So when we got together, it was just like father and son in a certain sense, because we related in a manner of respect, and he knows that I respect his ability, and I'm looking forward to great things from him. Great. So if you're not ordinary, then you want to be just better than ordinary, or do you want to be great? Now, if you want to be great, you're not even thinking about somebody talking about you being ordinary. What you're going to do is work your butt off, and you're going to be a leader, and you're going to be a leader by showing people how you can work and what your work ethics are,
right,
and what you bring on Sunday. So I think we have that, and I'm very happy that I can say that, and I'm in this young man's corner 100%.
Well, we're very happy that you took the time to join us on the show, and I hope and look forward to more opportunities to talk with you.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you in Cleveland, babe.
There it is. Jim Brown, the one and only, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL meetings in Phoenix. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.